All right, so today we're diving into something pretty big. The whole world of AI and RPA, robotic process automation, and how they're, changing the game in manufacturing. I mean, it's a huge topic.
Absolutely.
And you sent over this this document that really digs deep into exactly how these technologies are impacting manufacturing plants. And, I think for our listeners, it would be really valuable to kind of break down the key insights from this document and understand why there's so much buzz around this vision
Absolutely.
of this AI-powered, factory of the future.
Right. And I think that's the core of it, right? This idea that it's not just about incremental improvements, it's about a fundamental shift in how we think about and how we operate manufacturing.
Yeah, and one of the things that really jumped out at me from the document was this focus on this kind of power duo, right? Agentic AI and advanced RPA.
Absolutely. Those are the two key players.
Yeah, and they seem to work together to unlock some pretty significant advancements.
Yeah, they're like the brains and the brawn, you know.
Yeah.
The AI is making the smart decisions and the RPA is
Yeah.
actually out there
Yeah.
executing them with
Yeah.
this
Exactly. Yeah.
amazing precision.
And it's interesting because the document also highlights this inherent challenge, right? There's this big upfront investment.
Yeah, it doesn't shy away from that.
No, it doesn't. But then it also really emphasizes these potential long-term payoffs and the strategic advantages.
Right, it's about that long-term vision.
Yeah.
And I think for our listeners, that's a crucial takeaway.
Absolutely.
It's not about short-term gains, it's about
Right.
really positioning yourself for the future.
Okay. So let's unpack this power duo a little bit, starting with agentic AI. So when we talk about this, it's clearly more than just your basic computer program, right?
No, it's definitely a step beyond that.
What sets it apart?
I think the key differentiator is this idea of autonomy.
Okay.
These systems, they're not just passively processing data. They're actually understanding it.
Right.
They're making decisions
Yeah.
and they're taking actions.
Like independently.
Yeah, exactly. It's about giving them the ability to solve problems.
So if we think about, a typical manufacturing floor, there's data coming in from everywhere.
Oh, yes. Sensors everywhere.
These sensors, temperature, pressure, all that stuff.
All that
So
stuff.
agentic AI can take all that in
Exactly.
and actually make sense of it
Right.
and then decide what needs to be done
And then act on it.
and then act on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Without human intervention.
Wow. That's
It's pretty remarkable
pretty impressive.
when you think about it.
Okay, so the document gives some really good concrete examples of how this actually plays out
As
in a real-world manufacturing setting.
Yeah, let's dive into those.
Let's start with predictive maintenance. So how does agentic AI, help keep things running smoothly?
So imagine this, right? You've got all this equipment
Yeah.
and it's constantly generating data,
Right.
temperatures, vibrations, all that. Now, agentic AI comes in and it analyzes all this data
Okay.
in real time
Right.
and it starts to look for patterns,
Okay.
subtle patterns that a human might miss.
That might
That's
indicate,
like it's about to go wrong.
yeah, like a machine's about to fail.
Okay, so what happens then?
So based on this analysis, the AI can actually take action.
Like what kind of action?
Well, it can automatically schedule maintenance.
Oh.
It can order replacement parts.
Right.
It can even adjust the operating parameters.
To prevent a breakdown
Exactly.
before it even
So
happens.
you're
You're
avoiding
avoiding downtime. You're
downtime,
avoiding those emergency repairs.
which can be so expensive.
Oh, absolutely. Huge cost savings there.
That's huge. I mean, anyone who's ever had a, a piece of equipment go down unexpectedly knows what a nightmare that
It
is.
throws everything off.
Absolutely.
And it costs a lot of money.
Okay, so that's predictive maintenance. Another area where agentic AI is making a big impact is optimized scheduling.
Right. This is a really interesting
It
one.
sounds incredibly complex.
It is. It's a very dynamic environment.
Right. You've got so many moving parts on a manufacturing floor.
Yeah, you've got different products,
Yeah.
you've got different deadlines,
Resources.
resources changing all the time.
Yeah. So how does AI manage all of that?
So think of it like this.
Okay.
Agentic AI is like an air traffic controller
Okay.
for your entire production process.
Okay.
It's constantly monitoring everything, all those moving parts you mentioned.
Yeah.
and it can adjust the schedule.
In real time.
In real time, on the fly.
To make sure everything...
To keep things flowing smoothly.
Smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say there's a sudden spike in demand.
Okay.
For a particular product.
Mm-hmm.
The AI can see that.
Right.
And it can instantly reschedule tasks.
Really?
Reallocate resources to meet that demand.
Wow. So it's like...
Yeah.
Constantly optimizing.
Yeah, constantly optimizing.
That's impressive.
It's like having an invisible hand,
mm-hmm.
making sure everything's running perfectly.
Okay, so we've got predictive maintenance, optimized scheduling. Let's move on to quality control.
Okay.
Now, traditionally, this has been very reliant on human inspectors, right?
Absolutely. You've got people visually inspecting products.
Yeah, looking for defects.
Looking for defects.
But the document suggests... That AI can actually bring a whole new level of precision to this process.
It can.
So how does that work?
So you can use AI-powered vision systems.
Okay.
So imagine cameras
linked
to these sophisticated image recognition algorithms.
Okay.
And they can examine every single product.
Wow.
In detail, looking for even the tiniest flaws.
That a human might miss.
That a human might miss. Absolutely.
Especially when you're talking about...
Especially with high volume.
High volume, yeah.
Repetitive tasks, people get tired.
Right. They get tired. Their eyes glaze over.
Exactly.
And they might miss something.
Exactly.
So the AI is tireless.
The AI never gets tired.
Right.
It's objective.
And so you end up with...
You end up with higher quality products.
Newer quality, yeah.
Less waste from defects.
And less waste. That's a...
It's a win-win.
That's a big deal.
It is.
Okay, so the last example for agentic AI that we wanted to touch on is supply chain optimization.
Right.
And this feels particularly relevant.
Oh, absolutely.
Given everything that's been happening.
Yeah, with all the global disruptions.
Exactly.
Supply chains have been front and center.
Yeah. So how does agentic AI help with that?
So think of it this way.
Okay.
AI can analyze tons of data.
Mm-hmm.
Market trends. Supplier performance.
Okay.
Even global events.
Right.
And it can use this data to predict things.
Like what?
Like potential material shortages.
Oh, wow.
It can identify alternative suppliers before you even have a problem.
Proactively,
Proactively. Exactly.
It's incredible.
It helps you mitigate risks, keep your supply chain running smoothly.
And save money.
And save money in the long run.
Yeah, because disruptions can be...
Oh, incredibly costly.
Really costly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's agentic AI.
Mm-hmm.
The brains of the operation.
The strategic mind.
Yeah.
Making all the smart decisions.
Now, let's talk about the BRAWN,
right.
Advanced Robotic Process Automation, or RPA.
Okay.
And this isn't just your average, you know,
no.
robot on an assembly line.
This is next level robotics.
What makes it advanced?
Well... For one thing,
yeah.
these robots have incredibly sophisticated sensors.
Yeah.
They can see, they can feel, they can even react to changes.
Oh, wow.
In their environment in real time.
Okay.
They also have these advanced manipulators.
Right.
So they can perform really intricate movements.
So they're not just
no.
picking up a big, heavy object.
They can do very precise.
And moving it.
Precise tasks.
Yeah.
And they can even work alongside humans.
Safely.
Safely. Which is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's collaborative robotics.
Okay, so the document gives some really tangible examples of how this advanced RPA is being used.
Absolutely.
Let's start with the obvious one.
Okay.
Increase production speed and accuracy.
Right, so robots are inherently good at this.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they don't get tired.
They don't get tired.
They don't need breaks.
They don't need coffee.
They don't complain.
They don't complain.
So how does that translate into real world benefits?
Well, first of all, you get greater production output
okay.
because they can work 24/7.
Right.
They can work faster than humans and they make far fewer errors.
So less waste.
Less waste.
Less
rework.
Less rework.
Yeah. It's all about efficiency.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a huge benefit
that
I think everyone can appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Improved workplace safety.
This is really crucial, right?
Yeah.
Because manufacturing environments can be dangerous.
Right.
You're dealing with heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Hazardous materials sometimes.
So how does advanced RPA help?
So these robots can take over those dangerous tasks.
Okay.
The ones that put humans at risk.
So humans aren't exposed to
those hazards.
They're out of harm's way.
And that not only protects workers, but... It also, you know, potentially reduces
insurance costs.
Insurance costs.
It improves morale.
Because people feel safer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the last example for advanced RPA
mm-hmm.
that we wanted to talk about is
yeah.
greater flexibility and scalability.
This is really important in today's market.
Because everything's changing so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's so dynamic.
Yeah, so how do these robots provide that flexibility?
Well, unlike traditional automation, which can be very rigid,
right,
these advanced robots can be reprogrammed relatively easily.
Right.
So if you need to change your product design, you can just reprogram the robots.
Yeah.
You need to adjust production volume.
Yeah.
No problem. You reprogram the robots.
And you don't have to buy a whole new set of equipment.
You don't need a major overhaul.
So you're saving money and you're being more...
more agile. More responsive to the market.
Okay, so we've got the AI making the smart decisions and the advanced robots providing the speed, precision, safety, flexibility.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful combination.
It sounds like a winning formula.
It does.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
The document doesn't shy away from
the
initial investment. And it uses the word daunting.
It does.
So let's break that down a bit.
Okay, so we're talking about several key areas of investment.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you've got the hardware.
Right.
The robots themselves.
Yeah.
The sensors.
Yeah.
The computing infrastructure.
All the physical stuff.
All the physical stuff.
Then you've got the software.
Yeah, the software platforms.
Which can be expensive.
Oh, yeah. The AI algorithms, all of that.
And then there's the integration process.
Right. Getting all these systems to work together.
To talk to each other.
Yeah. Seamlessly.
That can be complicated.
It can be very complex.
And then you've got to train your workforce.
Yeah. You can't forget about the human element.
To use all this new technology.
The need to be able to manage it, maintain it.
So it's a significant...
it's a substantial investment.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
But the document then talks about the long-term labor cost saving.
Right, and this is where things start to get interesting.
So how does that equation balance out over time?
So let's think about the biggest expense.
Okay.
In most manufacturing operations.
Labor.
Labor.
Yeah.
Now, by automating tasks, you can reduce your reliance on manual labor.
Right.
Which means lower salary expenses.
Less people to pay.
Less people to pay.
Less benefits to pay.
Exactly.
Less recruitment.
Less training.
Less training, yeah.
So those savings can really add up.
That's a pretty direct impact.
It is.
So beyond the labor costs, what other financial benefits does the document highlight?
Well, there's a big one.
Okay.
Reduce waste.
Right.
Because the AI and the robots are so precise.
They're not making as many mistakes.
Exactly.
So you're not wasting raw materials.
You're using your resources more efficiently.
You're not having to scrap products.
Right. Less rework, less waste.
And then there's the whole predictive maintenance thing.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, you talked about.
Because downtime is incredibly expensive.
Right.
If your machines aren't running, you're not making money.
And the AI can help prevent that.
Absolutely. It can keep your plant running at peak efficiency.
So you're maximizing your output.
Exactly.
With the same equipment.
And then there's scalability.
Okay.
So as your business grows, you can increase production.
Without having to hire.
Without having to hire a ton of new workers.
That's huge.
It is, because labor costs are a major factor in any business.
Okay, so it's not just about cutting costs. It's also about, you know, potentially improving employee satisfaction.
Right.
Which might not be the first thing that comes to mind.
It's a less obvious benefit.
But the document mentions it.
It does.
So how does automation play a role in that?
So if you think about it, a lot of manufacturing jobs can be repetitive.
Right.
They can be physically demanding.
Yeah.
Sometimes even dangerous.
So if you can automate those tasks, you free up your human workers
exactly.
to do more interesting things.
More strategic tasks.
And creative tasks.
Things that use their skills.
That use their brains.
And that can lead to greater job satisfaction.
People feel more valued.
Absolutely.
But they feel like they're contributing.
And that can reduce turnover.
Right.
Make it easier to attract talent.
Keep your best employees.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the financial benefits, but the document also goes beyond that.
It does.
And talks about some really key strategic advantages.
Strategic advantages long term.
Yeah. Let's dive into those a little bit.
Okay.
So the first one is enhanced competitiveness.
Right. So if you can produce goods faster with fewer errors at a lower cost,
you've got a competitive advantage.
You're ahead of the game.
Right. You can respond.
Customer demands faster.
Customer demand faster. You can offer.
You can be more competitive on pricing.
Better prices.
And you build a reputation for quality.
And the document also talks about increased agility and responsiveness.
And in today's world, that's crucial.
Yeah, because things are changing so fast.
Everything's constantly evolving.
So how does an AI-powered plant help with that?
Well, it's all about that real-time decision-making.
Okay.
And the flexibility of the robots.
So if you need to shift gears...
Exactly.
You can do it quickly.
You can adapt to new demands,
yeah.
new disruptions in the supply chain.
You're more resilient.
More resilient, more adaptable.
And then there's data-driven decision-making.
Right. This is huge.
I mean, with all this AI and automation, there must be a ton of data being generated.
Oh, yeah. Mountains of data.
So what do you do with all that data?
That's the key,
yeah.
right? You use it to make better decisions.
Okay.
You can analyze it to identify bottlenecks, to optimize processes, to predict future trends.
So you're not just guessing anymore.
No, you're making decisions based on evidence.
On hard data.
On real insights.
Yeah.
And that's a game changer.
And then finally, the document suggests that an AI-powered plant can actually be more attractive.
This is interesting.
To top talent.
It is.
So how does that work?
Well, if you think about it,
yeah.
skilled professionals, engineers, data scientists, technicians,
right.
they want to work for companies.
Yeah.
That are on the cutting edge.
That are innovative.
That are using the latest technology.
So if you've got this state-of-the-art AI-powered plant.
It makes you a more attractive employer.
Yeah, you're going to attract.
You can attract the best and the brightest.
The best people.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's clear that there are some really compelling reasons.
Absolutely.
To make this transition.
Yeah.
And the document ends with what definitely feels like a call to action.
It does.
What's the sense of urgency?
It's pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
The technology is here. The advantages are real.
Yeah.
This is happening now.
It's not science fiction.
It's not science fiction.
It's reality. It's the present.
And they're basically saying, if you don't get on board,
yeah.
you're going to be left behind. You're going to fall behind your competitors.
Yeah. And that's a pretty stark warning.
It is.
Okay. So to wrap it all up, this deep dive into this document has really revealed, I think, a central argument. The integration of agentic AI
right.
and advanced RPA.
Those two key technologies.
Is a huge opportunity for manufacturers.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. And yes, there's a big upfront investment.
There is.
But the potential long-term savings, the increased efficiency, the quality improvements.
Strategic advantages.
The strategic advantage.
It all adds up to a pretty compelling case.
It does.
For making that investment.
So for you, our listener, as you consider all of this, what do you see as the biggest hurdles to making this transition?
That's a great question.
What are the challenges that come to mind?
Yeah, what are the obstacles you see?
For your particular business.
Whether they're internal or external.
Yeah, this is something to think about.
Absolutely.
As you process this information.
It's worth pondering.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.